I'm going to talk about travel. Traveling is one of the funnest activities. I've always loved traveling. When I was young, my family and I traveled to Hawaii many times. In case you don't know much about Hawaii, it's an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and it's also one of the 50 states of the US. I've been there about 6 or 7 times. I don't remember how many exactly. It's definitely one of my favorite places in the world. Hawaii has plenty of really beautiful beaches, and the lifestyle there is slow and calm. But even though Hawaii is one of my favorite places to travel to, in general, I prefer the countryside, the forest, or the mountains more than the beach. So I love taking camping trips and road trips. I've taken a few different road trips through the US before, and I just recently took a road trip through the Tuscany region of Italy. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. If you ever get the chance to go to Italy, I highly recommend you to rent a car and drive through Tuscany. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Speaking of Europe, I also took a backpacking trip through Portugal and Spain a few years ago. It was my first time backpacking, and it wasn't easy. We spent a lot of time walking and taking buses and trains, and the whole time we had these big backpacks on our backs. We stayed in some pretty low-quality hostels, and thus we had some bad experiences. The worst thing that happened to me was that I was bitten by bedbugs when I was in Madrid. I don't know if you've ever been bitten by bedbugs before, but it's not a fun experience. And for me, it was worse because I have really sensitive skin. So, I didn't just have little red spots on my skin. I had big, swollen sores all over my arms. So, if you plan on staying in hostels when you travel, you should definitely read the online reviews first. Sometimes, it's better to pay a little more money to stay in a better place. Some people only like staying in hotels, and other people really like Airbnbs. And lately, I've been staying at Airbnbs no matter where I travel. It's definitely better than staying in hostels, in my opinion. Another aspect of travel that's really important is the flight. This is probably the worst part about traveling. Actually, it is the worst part, definitely. I've been pretty lucky because I haven't had any really bad flights, but I have had experiences with long delays and canceled flights, which can really ruin your trip. There were 2 times when I had to spend the night at the airport, which was terrible. I hope you guys don't ever have that experience. So, overall, there are good and bad things about traveling, but I think we can all agree that it's nice to travel once in a while. I'm going to talk about travel. Traveling is one of the funnest activities. I've always loved traveling. When I was young, my family and I traveled to Hawaii many times. In case you don't know much about Hawaii, it's an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and it's also one of the 50 states of the US. I've been there about 6 or 7 times. I don't remember how many exactly. It's definitely one of my favorite places in the world. Hawaii has plenty of really beautiful beaches, and the lifestyle there is slow and calm. But even though Hawaii is one of my favorite places to travel to, in general, I prefer the countryside, the forest, or the mountains more than the beach. So I love taking camping trips and road trips. I've taken a few different road trips through the US before, and I just recently took a road trip through the Tuscany region of Italy. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. If you ever get the chance to go to Italy, I highly recommend you to rent a car and drive through Tuscany. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Speaking of Europe, I also took a backpacking trip through Portugal and Spain a few years ago. It was my first time backpacking, and it wasn't easy. We spent a lot of time walking and taking buses and trains, and the whole time we had these big backpacks on our backs. We stayed in some pretty low-quality hostels, and thus we had some bad experiences. The worst thing that happened to me was that I was bitten by bed bugs when I was in Madrid. I don't know if you've ever been bitten by bed bugs before, but it's not a fun experience. And for me, it was worse because I have really sensitive skin. So, I didn't just have little red spots on my skin. I had big, swollen sores all over my arms. So, if you plan on staying in hostels when you travel, you should definitely read the online reviews first. Sometimes, it's better to pay a little more money to stay in a better place. Some people only like staying in hotels, and other people really like Airbnbs. And lately, I've been staying at Airbnbs no matter where I travel. It's definitely better than staying in hostels, in my opinion. Another aspect of travel that's really important is the flight. This is probably the worst part about traveling. Actually, it is the worst part, definitely. I've been pretty lucky because I haven't had any really bad flights, but I have had experiences with long delays and canceled flights, which can really ruin your trip. There were two times when I had to spend the night at the airport, which was terrible. I hope you guys don't ever have that experience. So, overall, there are good and bad things about traveling, but I think we can all agree that it's nice to travel once in a while. I'm going to talk about travel. Traveling is one of the funnest activities. I've always loved traveling. When I was young, my family and I traveled to Hawaii many times. In case you don't know much about Hawaii, it's an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and it's also one of the 50 states of the US. I've been there about 6 or 7 times. I don't remember how many exactly. It's definitely one of my favorite places in the world. Hawaii has plenty of really beautiful beaches, and the lifestyle there is slow and calm. But even though Hawaii is one of my favorite places to travel to, in general, I prefer the countryside, the forest, or the mountains more than the beach. So, I love taking camping trips and road trips. I've taken a few different road trips through the US before, and I just recently took a road trip through the Tuscany region of Italy. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. If you ever get the chance to go to Italy, I highly recommend you to rent a car and drive through Tuscany. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Speaking of Europe, I also took a backpacking trip through Portugal and Spain a few years ago. It was my first time backpacking, and it wasn't easy. We spent a lot of time walking and taking buses and trains, and the whole time we had these big backpacks on our backs. We stayed in some pretty low-quality hostels, and thus we had some bad experiences. The worst thing that happened to me was that I was bitten by bed bugs when I was in Madrid. I don't know if you've ever been bitten by bed bugs before, but it's not a fun experience. And for me, it was worse because I have really sensitive skin. So, I didn't just have little red spots on my skin. I had big, swollen sores all over my arms. So, if you plan on staying in hostels when you travel, you should definitely read the online reviews first. Sometimes, it's better to pay a little more money to stay in a better place. Some people only like staying in hotels, and other people really like Airbnbs. And lately, I've been staying at Airbnbs no matter where I travel. It's definitely better than staying in hostels, in my opinion. Another aspect of travel that's really important is the flight. This is probably the worst part about traveling. Actually, it is the worst part, definitely. I've been pretty lucky because I haven't had any really bad flights, but I have had experiences with long delays and canceled flights, which can really ruin your trip. There were two times when I had to spend the night at the airport, which was terrible. I hope you guys don't ever have that experience. So, overall, there are good and bad things about traveling, but I think we can all agree that it's nice to travel once in a while.
Australia is an island continent located in the southern hemisphere. It lies between the Pacific and Indian Oceans and has a land area of over 7 million square kilometres. The climate in Australia ranges from tropical in the far north to temperate in the south. Approximately one-third of Australia is desert. Because it is a geographically isolated country, Australia has many animals that are unique. Some of these are the kangaroos, koalas, emus, dingoes, and platypuses. The first people to come to Australia were the Aborigines. It is believed that they arrived here about 60,000 years ago. In 1770, Captain Cook was the first European to land on the east coast to claim Australia for Britain. In 1788, Governor Phillip arrived in Port Jackson, now Sydney, to set up the first colony. Originally, it was a place for British prisoners. When the Europeans came to stay, there were approximately 300,000 Aboriginal people living in Australia. The population of Australia reached 20 million in 2005. Sydney is the largest city with 4,305,500 people as at July 2004. Australia is a multiracial and multicultural society where people from over 200 countries have made Australia their home. When tourists visit Australia, they can visit such places as the Great Barrier Reef off the Queensland coast, Sydney with its beaches, the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, and numerous other places, too many to mention here. Whether a visitor likes the country or city, there is much to see here in Australia. Australia is an island continent located in the southern hemisphere. It lies between the Pacific and Indian Oceans and has a land area of over 7 million square kilometres. The climate in Australia ranges from tropical in the far north to temperate in the south. Approximately one-third of Australia is desert. Because it is a geographically isolated country, Australia has many animals that are unique. Some of these are the kangaroos, koalas, emus, dingoes, and platypuses. The first people to come to Australia were the Aborigines. It is believed that they arrived here about 60,000 years ago. In 1770, Captain Cook was the first European to land on the east coast to claim Australia for Britain. In 1788, Governor Phillip arrived in Port Jackson, now Sydney, to set up the first colony. Originally, it was a place for British prisoners. When the Europeans came to stay, there were approximately 300,000 Aboriginal people living in Australia. The population of Australia reached 20 million in 2005. Sydney is the largest city with 4,305,500 people as at July 2004. Australia is a multiracial and multicultural society where people from over 200 countries have made Australia their home. When tourists visit Australia, they can visit such places as the Great Barrier Reef off the Queensland coast, Sydney with its beaches, the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, and numerous other places, too many to mention here. Whether a visitor likes the country or city, there is much to see here in Australia. Australia is an island continent located in the southern hemisphere. It lies between the Pacific and Indian Oceans and has a land area of over 7 million square kilometres. The climate in Australia ranges from tropical in the far north to temperate in the south. Approximately one-third of Australia is desert. Because it is a geographically isolated country, Australia has many animals that are unique. Some of these are the kangaroos, koalas, emus, dingoes, and platypuses. The first people to come to Australia were the Aborigines. It is believed that they arrived here about 60,000 years ago. In 1770, Captain Cook was the first European to land on the east coast to claim Australia for Britain. In 1788, Governor Phillip arrived in Port Jackson, now Sydney, to set up the first colony. Originally, it was a place for British prisoners. When the Europeans came to stay, there were approximately 300,000 Aboriginal people living in Australia. The population of Australia reached 20 million in 2005. Sydney is the largest city with 4,305,500 people as at July 2004. Australia is a multiracial and multicultural society where people from over 200 countries have made Australia their home. When tourists visit Australia, they can visit such places as the Great Barrier Reef off the Queensland coast, Sydney with its beaches, the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, and numerous other places, too many to mention here. Whether a visitor likes the country or city, there is much to see here in Australia.
Louis Armstrong didn't start out with many advantages in life. Born in 1901 in New Orleans, Louisiana, his family was extremely poor, and their neighborhood was so dangerous it was nicknamed the Battlefield. There are many stories about how Louis got his first real horn, many of which he told himself. One of the best known involves a family he worked for. At age 7, Louis went to work for the Karnofskys, a Jewish family from Lithuania who ran a junkyard. The Karnofsky family treated Louis like family, sharing meals with him and treating him with kindness. Knowing how much Louis loved to play, the Karnofskys lent him money to buy his first real cornet, which is like a smaller version of a trumpet. Unfortunately, getting the cornet wasn't a ticket out of Louis's hard life. When he was 12, Louis took out his stepfather's gun on New Year's Eve and shot it into the air. This was a common thing to do at celebrations in the past. No one was hurt, but Louis was arrested. He was sentenced to spend 2 years in the waifs' home for boys. Well, there was one good thing. There was music. There was a band and a music teacher, Peter Davis, who came every week to teach music and conduct rehearsals. Davis taught Louis to play the cornet, and then the trumpet. Eventually, he made Louis the band's leader. Louis was released from the waifs' home after 2 years. He could play very well now, and he started performing in clubs and on riverboats as part of a band. He got to meet other musicians, including Joe Oliver, often called King Oliver. King Oliver was the best cornet player in New Orleans, and Louis idolized him. And then he began to take lessons with Oliver. In 1922, Oliver asked Louis to join his band, the Creole Jazz Band. They set off for Chicago, where they performed in clubs and made records. By now, Louis was becoming famous in his own right, and left Oliver's band in 1924 in search of new opportunities. He moved to New York City, and there he worked with many of the most famous jazz musicians of the time, and formed his own band, the Hot Five, within a few years. In 1943, Louis moved back to New York and settled in Queens with his wife, Lucille. He would live there for the rest of his life. But even though he had settled in one city, Louis's career was far from winding down. He continued recording, performing, and making movies for nearly 3 more decades. Sometimes he would play more than 300 shows per year. He was internationally famous by this time and popular with both black and white audiences. Louis's career kept him busy throughout the 1950s and 60s. His single, Hello Dolly, recorded in 1964, pushed the Beatles out of the number one spot on the Hot 100 chart where they'd been for weeks. It was the best-selling record of his career. Louis recorded his last major hit single, What a Wonderful World, in 1967. If you know one Louis Armstrong song, it's probably this one. Louis Armstrong didn't start out with many advantages in life. Born in 1901 in New Orleans, Louisiana, his family was extremely poor, and their neighborhood was so dangerous it was nicknamed the Battlefield. There are many stories about how Louis got his first real horn, many of which he told himself. One of the best known involves a family he worked for. At age 7, Louis went to work for the Karnofskys, a Jewish family from Lithuania who ran a junkyard. The Karnofsky family treated Louis like family, sharing meals with him and treating him with kindness. Knowing how much Louis loved to play, the Karnofskys lent him money to buy his first real cornet, which is like a smaller version of a trumpet. Unfortunately, getting the cornet wasn't a ticket out of Louis's hard life. When he was 12, Louis took out his stepfather's gun on New Year's Eve and shot it into the air. This was a common thing to do at celebrations in the past. No one was hurt, but Louis was arrested. He was sentenced to spend 2 years in the waifs' home for boys. Well, there was one good thing. There was music. There was a band and a music teacher, Peter Davis, who came every week to teach music and conduct rehearsals. Davis taught Louis to play the cornet, and then the trumpet. Eventually, he made Louis the band's leader. Lewis was released from the Waifs home after 2 years. He could play very well now, and he started performing in clubs and on riverboats as part of a band. He got to meet other musicians, including Joe Oliver, often called King Oliver. King Oliver was the best cornet player in New Orleans, and Lewis idolized him. And then he began to take lessons with Oliver. In 1922, Oliver asked Lewis to join his band, the Creole Jazz Band. They set off for Chicago, where they performed in clubs and made records. By now, Lewis was becoming famous in his own right, and left Oliver's band in 1924 in search of new opportunities. He moved to New York City, and there he worked with many of the most famous jazz musicians of the time, and formed his own band, the Hot Five, within a few years. In 1943, Lewis moved back to New York and settled in Queens with his wife, Lucille. He would live there for the rest of his life. But even though he had settled in one city, Lewis's career was far from winding down. He continued recording, performing, and making movies for nearly three more decades. Sometimes he would play more than 300 shows per year. He was internationally famous by this time, and popular with both black and white audiences. Lewis's career kept him busy throughout the 1950s and 60s. His single, Hello Dolly, recorded in 1964, pushed the Beatles out of the number one spot on the Hot 100 chart where they'd been for weeks. It was the best-selling record of his career. Lewis recorded his last major hit single, What a Wonderful World, in 1967. If you know one Louis Armstrong song, it's probably this one. Louis Armstrong didn't start out with many advantages in life. Born in 1901 in New Orleans, Louisiana, his family was extremely poor, and their neighborhood was so dangerous it was nicknamed the Battlefield. There are many stories about how Lewis got his first real horn, many of which he told himself. One of the best known involves a family he worked for. At age 7, Lewis went to work for the Karnofskys, a Jewish family from Lithuania who ran a junkyard. The Karnofsky family treated Lewis like family, sharing meals with him and treating him with kindness. Knowing how much Lewis loved to play, the Karnofskys lent him money to buy his first real cornet, which is like a smaller version of a trumpet. Unfortunately, getting the cornet wasn't a ticket out of Lewis's hard life. When he was 12, Lewis took out his stepfather's gun on New Year's Eve and shot it into the air. This was a common thing to do at celebrations in the past. No one was hurt, but Lewis was arrested. He was sentenced to spend 2 years in the Waifs home for boys. Well, there was one good thing. There was music. There was a band and a music teacher, Peter Davis, who came every week to teach music and conduct rehearsals. Davis taught Lewis to play the cornet, and then the trumpet. Eventually, he made Lewis the band's leader. Lewis was released from the Waifs home after 2 years. He could play very well now, and he started performing in clubs and on riverboats as part of a band. He got to meet other musicians, including Joe Oliver, often called King Oliver. King Oliver was the best cornet player in New Orleans, and Lewis idolized him. And then he began to take lessons with Oliver. In 1922, Oliver asked Lewis to join his band, the Creole Jazz Band. They set off for Chicago, where they performed in clubs and made records. By now, Lewis was becoming famous in his own right, and left Oliver's band in 1924 in search of new opportunities. He moved to New York City, and there he worked with many of the most famous jazz musicians of the time, and formed his own band, the Hot Five, within a few years. In 1943, Lewis moved back to New York and settled in Queens with his wife, Lucille. He would live there for the rest of his life. But even though he had settled in one city, Lewis's career was far from winding down. He continued recording, performing, and making movies for nearly three more decades. Sometimes he would play more than 300 shows per year. He was internationally famous by this time, and popular with both black and white audiences. Lewis's career kept him busy throughout the 1950s and 60s. His single, Hello Dolly, recorded in 1964, pushed the Beatles out of the number one spot on the Hot 100 chart where they'd been for weeks. It was the best-selling record of his career. Lewis recorded his last major hit single, What a Wonderful World, in 1967. If you know one Lewis Armstrong song, it's probably this one.